B-Pod Studios.
You're back.
WCFM from the Town Fair Tire Studios, the home of the Patriots, the Celts, the Rams, and the Bruins.
Center, they score!
Boston's home for sports is 98.5, the Sports Hub. A Paisley Media Group station. Sports Hub headlines.
Yesterday, they topped the Rays 4-0. Those two teams square off again tonight. Nick Pivetta gets the start for Boston. First pitch set for 7:05. We also now know that the Red Sox top pitching prospect, Brian Bayo, will get the start for Boston on Wednesday. Chris Sale, meanwhile, going to make a rehab start in Worcester on Wednesday night. The Bruins' Jake DeBrusk has informed GM Don Sweeney that he has rescinded his trade request. Elsewhere in the NHL, Mike Greer has been named the Sharks' new GM. His older brother, Chris Greer, is the Dolphins' general manager. And Joey Chestnut, Tacoma's 15th title at the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest, hammering 63 dogs. Sports of Headlines brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the Nines the day after the Red Sox win, and 99 Rewards members get a free kids meal with every adult entree purchase. The 99, always the real deal. I'm Tim McConnell, Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Joe Murray has your next update in 30 minutes.
One website connects you to everything Boston sports.
That place is rocking.
Your favorite shows on demand.
No, they're hooping and a hollering.
And puppets. And more.
Seriously, like, who does that?
Boston's online home for sports. 98.5, thesportshub.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Serious question. Yeah. Does that attract the female or the male?
Bertrand.
That seems unlikely just based on you don't think a turkey can go that fast.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 Sports Hub.
All right, welcome in 98.5, the Sports Hub. No Zoe and Beetle today. It is Joe Murray and Leroy Irvin. What's up, Leroy?
Feeling good, man. I'm feeling good.
I don't know how I'm feeling right now. And Tom and Tyler and everybody who's here today, you know the show is going to go off the rails, so just get prepared. Josh at NBC.
You just got to lean into it.
Exactly. This is, so I've been here every day.
Lean into it. Yo, man.
No. We don't dip toes on this show.
Yeah, dive into it.
Leroy and I work together on the weekends.
Yes.
I don't know if you ever listen or anything, Tom, on the weekends. Sorry. Yeah, so I know.
It's cold-blooded.
I know. But we work together.
Know.
So
every other show I listen to.
That's right.
We go fight at through a break.
I would just like to start off with I'm in a chair that is very high up.
Okay.
I don't know who is. I don't know who needed this high chair like this. I'm 6'3" and I feel like I'm 7 feet tall. In this thing. So I at some point. If you see me leaning over, it's because I'm in this giant chair. I don't know how to, bro.
There's got
to
be something underneath.
I'll do something and I'll fall right to the ground.
You're talking about the chair.
And then this mic won't move.
Speaking of mics, man, I don't know who was sitting over here. Man, this food is crumbs all over this.
Well, you know who's that? You know whose mic that is, right?
Zoe's?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I need to switch this out. It feels like I'm tasting what he eats. This food, dried up food all over this.
Well, Leroy, how was your 4th of July, man?
I was pretty cool. It was low key. Hung out with some friends that came into town. They're more like family. And we just, you know, went around the city. The city was kind of, it was kind of lame. Yeah.
Yeah, I was at an event that the station did at Banners the other night. We watched a wrestling Money in the Bank over at Banners. It was great. But there was not a lot of people. They had 140 people show up, though, which is fantastic on their part. But yeah, I think everyone's down the Cape or New Hampshire, going up to Maine, all that stuff. So people cleared out today. It's been cleared out.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy worked his other job this morning, which is 96.9, right across the hall over there. And it sounds like you were the only one that could be in studio today.
I was the only one. Do you? You're on social media. Have you seen the meme? It's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's the last episode. And Will Smith is standing there with his hands in his pocket and the mansion's empty.
Yep.
That's what it felt like this morning. I'm walking in there. I'm like, I'm legit the only person in here running the whole show. Now, the ladies, Pebbles and Melissa, they were a part of it, but they're at home and, you know, they're chiming in from there. But I work hard, man. I work really hard.
Yeah, I did nothing yesterday. I worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yesterday, today, tomorrow. And so I'm here, like, this is like holiday fill-in. Yep.
Yeah.
It's that time of year here. So I did nothing. I did start a new show, which I'll get into later on today. And, you know, I had a good week. It was good.
Can I get one more thing off my chest before we,
yes, sir,
we dive in? We not dipping the toe. Joe. Last time, I might have seen you, what, a month ago?
I think I saw you hoping that we'd work together on Game 7 of the NBA Finals,
wow,
which never happened.
Wow.
Because they lost in 6.
Yeah.
So we never got that opportunity to work since then.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah.
I just want to say, Joe, I saw you walk through the door, and I said, my God, my man is doing what he said he was going to do. Joe, you look great, man. You look, I see you putting in the work. You said you wanted to drop some poundage, and you did it. I salute you. I'm proud of you, man. Thanks, man. Proud of you.
Yeah.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
I really appreciate that. So, yeah, for those who don't know, I turned 40, Tom. So, like, I said to myself, all right, I'm going to drop 40 pounds for turning 40. So I gave up. I love soda. I love ginger ale. Like, that's my guilty pleasure. I love ginger ale. I could drink it by the 2-liter, Canada Dry in particular. Mm-hmm. But I could drink it by the 2-liter. I gave that up. I gave up all sugar, essentially. And a little bit of pizza, I've had it like once, pasta once. But for the most part, just making better choices. Boom, 50 pounds in less than 2 months.
So, wow.
It's as easy as that, bro.
Good stuff, man.
And don't get me wrong, I've been around a lot. You know, I went to a wedding where people were just eating cake in front of me, and I'm like, how is that? Because I the thing I'm most proud about is the fact I can say no.
Or
the fact that I don't partake, yeah. And let's just say there's a lot of smoking going on, and I ain't partaking, all right? A lot of grilling smoking, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of grill smoking.
Okay.
But anyways, sure. We're here today until 2 o'clock, hanging out with you. Where do you want to start? Because I feel like it's been a while since we've caught up. I know it's NBA free agency right now. What were your feelings after the Celtics lost the finals? I heard you a little bit. One day I heard you talking about baseball and starting late. I'm like, wow, is he really trying not to talk about the NBA right now? But the fallout of them losing, now free agency, they've acquired 2 new players, like, do you feel better about the Celtics right now, or are you still upset about that loss in the finals?
I'm feels like a parent who just, you know, your child disappointed you, and I'm not ready to move on from that disappointment yet. I do like the moves that they made, but I'm hurt. I'm so hurt. All that potential. And just, they crapped the bed. They blew it. And it hurts. So, I mean, hey, I'm looking forward to the future. Young team. They will improve. They've got to improve. And you know me, Joe. I've said this before. It's really not about the X's and O's for me. I get it. It's very important. But for them, it's no secret. Everybody knows. It was all mental. Mental. So I'm just, you know, there's hope that they'll get it together, but there's no guarantee because everybody's different. I'm different. You're different. You handle things differently than I do. Our paths are different. I don't know what Jason Tatum's path is like. I don't know what his mind is like. I see he was out. I want to say he was at the Hamptons. It was a big party.
He looked good.
Yesterday. Yeah, man.
He was wearing the white.
Yeah, he got Ella Mai on his arm.
See all the gold he had on his neck, too? Listen,
yeah.
You saw that?
Yeah, I mean, he's living a life. And that's great. But I just want to make sure that mentally he's okay on the court.
Yeah, so I'm glad you said that. I was like the guy that was on, like, you know, they lost. And then you know how people just scatter? They don't want to talk about it. Like, if the Patriots lose on a Sunday, usually Mondays, sometimes, and then Tuesday it picks up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do post-game here on the sports. So sometimes after the game, people are right away have an opinion. You know, we get that, and then it kind of dies off. But when the Celtics lost, I felt like a lot of people were like, they're young. They'll be back. It's all good. I'm from the fellowship of the miserable. I am from that era where, I mean, we're the same age.
Yeah.
We're both 40 years old. We actually grew up like, you know, two towns over from each other for the people who don't know about us. But the thing is like we grew up during that era where teams didn't win all the time and they would get there and we would never know when they did go back. And I just am not going with they're young anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going with the experience anymore because they've been to four Eastern Conference finals, and now they've gotten to a final. Like, they have more playoff experience than some, you know, 30-plus-year-old players in the league. Like, they're no longer young. They have all the experience. They're actually one of probably the most experienced teams in the NBA. So I just don't want to hear it anymore. But after the loss, I was very critical of Jason Tatum. It's not what you're going to hear from people after I give this take is you're going to hear, oh, well, he's only 24, Joe. You don't think he can do it? That's what's left to be desired for me.
Mm-hmm.
Tatum in the finals was never the best player in any of the games. Not one of the games did he show up and was the best player on the court. Now, I'm not saying that he could never be that guy. In my opinion, from their loss, he's the guy I look at.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about, you know, adding more pieces off the bench, which they did, and they'll be better for that, definitely. He's the guy that needs to improve. He's the guy I have the jury out on.
Mm.
Is he a dog? That's my question. Is he a great player? Was he all NBA? Yes. Did he score the most points ever? Yes. But who had the most turnovers ever? Him. Mm-hmm. Who shot the worst from the field ever? Him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy I wonder about. Yeah, he's a great player, and he'll be a great regular season player. And, oh, Joe, what are you doing game six against the Bucks? Well, that guy didn't show up in the finals. So to me, this is more of a team and what they're doing than a superstar. Because right now, despite Jason Tatum being all NBA, being 24 and, you know, up into the right stock, I still just don't feel he's in that superstar category based off what I saw in the biggest games. And how do we judge people here? How they play in the biggest
games. But Joe, if people do call up and they'll criticize your take and say that he's young, I think they do have a point that he's young. They have a point. I mean, come on. What we're talking about, we know he has game. We've been down this road before. We've had this conversation before. It is strictly just a mental hurdle. It's becoming that dog. And for a lot of people, and this is why people will call in and say is because they can relate. 23, 24, come on, man. You know you don't have it all together. And whatever it is that you're doing, you're not a dog in that automatically. Some people are blessed to be that way. They are gifted. They are born with that mentality. But most of us, we got to develop it. Thank God he has the talent. The talent is what most people don't have. He has that. Let him grow. It's going to come around, I believe. It stinks because I would have loved to have seen him and the Celtics get an early start on a really good run and winning. It didn't happen. But you know what I liked? When the game ended, who stayed on the floor?
You like that?
Yes! You know how many people would run
and ass kicked and so what?
So what? So what?
He was a baby.
So what? He stayed and he just had to take it and look and watch.
You think he took it?
Listen, a lot of people would run. He didn't.
I'd respect him more if he did.
No. Come on. Joe, stop.
He was out there. We lost. You're so good. That's what he was doing. He just had this stunned look on his face. I actually don't even know if he knew where he was.
No. This is what it's like. Joe, maybe because you're a G, so I don't know if this applies to you all at right. all. Have you ever had a girl taken from you? You ever had a girlfriend just see?
No.
See, different paths. You're a G. I guess I'm not. I've had a girlfriend snatched from me at a young age. And it's like, you know how tough you gotta be to sit back and watch another man take your girl and go off and walk on a date and do whatever?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5, The Sports Hub. I'm in a different chair, and he's in a different room, and we're just going to continue the show.
Yeah, let's just do that.
I have to look at you. Like this,
please,
we can't do this if, you know, we're not looking at each other, you know? I'm just going to look at Tom the whole time, who's, I don't even know if he's listening. So, anyways, the phone number here was 617-779-0985. I'm going to see if we can get the call screener. I got to figure out a lot. I moved. Yeah, I'm out of my comfort zone now.
Well, why did you move back?
Well, I can't look see you from over here. I don't know. Radio guy problems.
You got a point.
I'm going to say it. The jury is still out on me. For me about Jason Tatum. Great player. I don't want to use the word. It would be an insult if I compared him to Carmelo Anthony. It would be an insult if I did that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not. Just for those who are listening, I am not comparing him to Carmelo Anthony. But how many star players do you know that don't show up in a finals?
That's not fair, Joe. Because there's a lot of great players, so called great players, who don't even make the finals.
Well, that's their problem. That's another knock on them. That's another knock on them.
No, well,
Charles Barkley at least made it to finals. Karl Malone made it to finals. We could say that. I mean, Dan Marino went in his first year and never went back. There's an example of someone that went early and never went back.
Right.
I have to cross sports, or I want me to just keep it NBA. There are guys who've been to the finals who just never won. And then there are guys who went to other teams because it was the only way they could win. With Tatum, it's like, wow, you had this great year, man. And then in the finals, you were one of the guys that was happy to be there.
Joe, you don't see it as growth. For real? Think about it. There's a team down 95. You go 95 south, and you're going to hit Philadelphia. And you look at the Sixers. And what was their big thing a few seasons? The process.
The process. How's that working out?
Exactly.
Yeah, but they have the guy they want. Joel Embiid's the guy they want.
Yeah, but Joe, when it comes to the process, you should be taking steps.
How does Joel Embiid play in the playoffs? It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, but he didn't make it to the finals.
Because his team stinks. He's got Doc Rivers as a coach.
Nah, but if you're going to hold Jason Tatum to that standard, you got to hold somebody like Embiid. He should be making the players on his team, regardless who's there or who's not, pushing them to that level.
Let me rephrase this. Why is anyone defending Jason Tatum for his performance in the finals?
Because there's been process. There's been growth. You think about all the individual accolades he's gotten. Growth. He didn't have the season before in his career. Then you look at the team. Joe, we all were saying, Eastern Conference Finals, and then they get knocked out. They got past it. They made it finally to the NBA Finals. Finally
they did.
Finally.
And when they got there, how did they perform?
They didn't perform well. They didn't perform up to their capability. I get it. But it's still growth. It's still growth. Okay. And this goes back to what I was saying before we went to break. I take little things like watching Jason Tatum watch the Golden State Warriors celebrate. It's not a major, major thing, but it is a small signal that says he understands, the Celtics understand, that there's still room for growth. There's still room to improve. And things like that cause a fire to burn on the inside. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and where I'm going with it, just so we're saying this, the jury is still out for me if he's a dog. If he is not an alpha, I'm fine with that.
Wow.
Because I don't think Kevin Durant's an alpha. I don't.
On the court?
I think he sometimes defers, yeah. I think he had to join Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson.
I think
he was on a team that went to the finals that no showed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get that, but when the ball goes up, when it's game time, I think KD's an alpha.
On the court, how are they? They're almost, despite Durant winning a championship with Golden State, he showed up in every finals game when he played for Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum hasn't. And he's been there multiple times, or at least been to the Eastern Conference Finals multiple times. I just wonder if he's a dog. That's all.
Joe.
I just wonder if he's got the bite, bro.
Joe, everyone's path is different. I might have to put that on a shirt and give it to you. Everyone's path is different. And again, I think Jason Tatum knows, I may not have that dog, but I think he's working on it.
Okay.
He's searching.
He's working on it.
He's searching.
And again, I said I didn't want to hear today.
Joe, I said this before. Oh, this is a great, great way of looking at it. Have you seen, I said this on a Saturday show, have you seen The Last Dragon? Bruce Leroy. 1980s, 80-something. It's a classic. I know it's old school, but it's a classic. He was in search for the glow the entire movie.
Yeah.
And at one point towards the end, after he was getting his behind whooped, they kept dunking his head. What was the guy's name? Can't remember his name. Somebody will call him with the villain's name. It'll come back to me. But long story short, he finally realized that what he was searching for was already inside him. That's what needs to happen to Jason Tatum.
I hope so, too.
He's going to find it.
Is it okay to have an opinion for the jury to still be out? Is it okay? Because that's what I'm doing.
I think
I need to see it.
It is, but I think I'm wondering if your opinion is rooted in just being upset that they lost.
No, I bet the Warriors. How am I upset? I thought the Warriors would win the series, and when the Celtics were up 2-1 with a chance to go 3-1, I'm like, they're the better team. And they weren't. I'm upset about that. I'm upset that I, in my brain, I was like, oh, wow, they could really win this thing. And they didn't. They lost to a team that wasn't as good as them. That just had an alpha in Stone Cold Killer.
What? They weren't always alphas either.
Well, listen, you could say that about Steph Curry, but what happened this series? And if you want to use that as, it could be Jason Tatum, those guys have been there before. And so has it, Tatum. Hey, real quick, I got this tweet. Love you, Joe. But this season, Tatum finally grew into his body, meaning he's a man now. So now the clock starts? Now? What about the other four times they went to the Eastern Conference Finals?
And it has nothing to do with the physical side of things. This is all mental and emotional.
Yeah. And heart. I wonder what's in there. You know, has he got anything? You know, we knock on it. Are we going to hear anything?
Well.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-0985. Let's talk to Cal, who's in New Mexico. Hey, Cal, you're on the Sports Hub. I don't think this call screener works, guys. Cal?
Can you hear me?
I got you, buddy. How are you?
I'm excellent. So, picture Larry Bird staying on the court after losing in the NBA seventh game of the finals. Picture Kevin Garnett doing that. No way. No way.
Really? Is that, I mean, they maybe because, okay, if they didn't, and, like, what is this? Now we're judging players on whether they stay or leave the court?
You mentioned it, bro. You're the one who said this.
No, I'm saying as far as, like, a sign of weakness, if Jason Tatum didn't stay on the court, I would have been like, whatever.
We would have never mentioned it ever.
But he stayed and had and watched.
Dude, do you know that Bill Belichick gets criticized when he walks off the court and doesn't shake the other guy's hand? Oh, when he walks off the field?
Everyone's path is different.
God,
it's the truth.
We're 31 minutes in. We're 31 minutes in, Leroy.
Everyone's path is different. That's all I'm saying.
So that's what it is, huh?
And the Jason Tatum's makeup, the way he is as a person, you wouldn't expect for him to stay out on the court and watch the other team celebrate. So the fact that he did it, I was like, oh, okay. Maybe he wants to feel the sting of defeat. Maybe he just wants to, you know, take it all in and let it burn and have nightmares about it so that he improves, so that he toughens up. That's how I see it.
I again, the jury is out. For me, the jury is out. 617-779-0985. We got to take a quick break right now. I do want to get into some of the acquisitions they made. I see guys on the phone lines, too. You got the ball going, Leroy. Or did I? I don't know. One of us did. Anyways, we're here until 2 o'clock today. Feel free to give us a shout. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Joey Mer. I know you're Boston L. Irvin. No G.
No G. But I am
If you want to hit up Leroy there as well. We'll hit the headlines, and we'll get into some of the moves the Celtics have made in free agency coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Used to have the trainer slap him before every game.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Slap me, come on. Slap me harder.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The southern wind sings again, and not a lullaby.
All right, back here at 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are not responsible for the music on this program.
You read my mind.
We are simply just filling in for two people who are on vacation. Hi, Roger. You're the man.
Joe Murray told me to play this.
Yes, <it's, laughs> I did not. But we are jumping right in. I guess that's the point of the song. We know our feelings. We are getting out to a new crowd today, Leroy. This isn't our typical weekend crowd. I have to admit, we have two people back there working for us, which is just like
unbelievable.
And there's an intern. Yet I'm doing both headlines and hosting. I don't. Maybe we can rip that guy in here today. His name Michael. Is that your name?
Brian.
Damn it! I never remember anyone's name ever.
Yeah, I'm bad at that too.
No, I just feel bad. Every intern, I forget their name. I'm really sorry, Brian, Michael. But anyways, we're here. We're going to be here today and tomorrow. Oh, you know what I'm getting right now?
What's that?
The football players hug it out and trade jerseys, man. They pray together.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I forget who the guy was that called us before we went to break. And I got to do a better job at this. I got to stop taking things so personal.
Oh, but really?
He ticked me off. When he's mentioning Larry Bird, and you think Larry Bird would stick around after losing? You know what?
No, Stephon no. Actually, Diggs. To answer that question, no, I don't.
Okay, but it's pointless. Stephon Diggs, Buffalo Bills, AFC Championship, they lose. He sticks around and watches. And people say, oh, man, like, yeah, here you go. Ooh, the fire. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh, next season, Buffalo's going to, I mean, they're going to be really, really, really ready to go and go after it. But then you come to the Celtics, you come to basketball players. For some reason, people switch it up and they want to make it seem like it's a soft thing to do and whatever. You let somebody like, you let Mac Jones sit around and watch Buffalo last season walk off the field victorious. People would be like, that's my quarterback. That's the leader I want. That's what you would hear around here. But for some reason, when it comes to basketball and Jason Tatum, that's soft.
No. Do we get on Tuukka Rask when he plays bad? When he blew a game 6 to force a game 7, everyone was all over him. And before that, years ago, they had a 3-0 series lead and he blew it. They just lost a game 7 at home a couple of years ago to the Blues. Like, he left the team in a bubble, and if you want to call it a family circumstance, that's fine, but it happened. So, like, he's criticized because he's the best player. He's supposed to perform in those big games. He's been probably one of the most criticized, most polarizing figures in Boston sports, Tuukka Rask. But now Jason Tatum, I called him Duke Soft because I think he is Duke Soft.
Ooh, that's cold.
I think he's Duke Soft.
Wow.
He doesn't have to be the alpha on the team. All I want for him is to be one of the best players in the biggest games. Is that too much to ask for?
No, it's not. Joe, it's fair to criticize him. What I'm saying is, I don't think it's fair for you and for others to look at him and be like, you know what? When I say or others say, hey, there's growth. He's young. He'll get it. And for you to automatically dismiss that, I don't think that's fair. And so I use examples of sticking around after, you know, and things like that. Even though, again, I said it's a very, 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 very small example of why I think, you know, you should look forward to the future when it comes to a Jason Tatum-led Celtics team. But it is something. And here you go. You dismissing it. Ah, I don't want to hear it. Get it out of here. And this, that. Got people calling up Larry Bird would never. Oh, please.
What, you trying to go the other way on me today?
No, I'm just, listen, I don't play those games. I'm going to tell you how I feel, and I'm going to stand 10 toes down.
So this is what I got. You feel that you are happy that he stood there to greet everyone after the game, and you're happy that they got there, got experience, and now they have to work their way back. Because you think he has it in him. We just haven't seen it yet.
I think it's all part of growth.
Okay.
Joe, for the fourth time, everyone's path is different.
But they were the better team.
They were. And it is disappointing that they lost. But all hope is not lost.
617-779-0985. I love Leroy Irvin. I love you. No, it's fine. It's one man's opinion and another man's opinion. And this is what makes great radio, right?
I guess.
This is what we do, right, Tom?
Tom's not Tyler? Even paying attention. Tyler's not paying attention.
Tom is
either.
Not here.
Huh?
By the way, do you see the Don't Cross Sports thing going on over there? I'm sorry that I compared Tuukka Rask and his struggles in the finals to Jason Tatum.
Wait. What's the thinking behind Don't Cross Sports?
Well, it's a thing. It's a thing here. Some people don't like to cross sports.
It's more of a Felger mess.
Yes. Because it doesn't help their argument. We are just talking about Jason Tatum, a 24-year-old kid from Duke, right? Or how old is he now?
You said it, 24-year-old kid. I just want you to recognize that you said kid.
He's a 24-year-old kid who's more experienced than any other player in the NBA when it comes to like actually playing in playoff games
and
or big games.
And that's a plus.
And in the biggest game of the games of them all.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Yeah, he got shook. I get it.
Thank you.
I'm wondering
if he is that guy or if he's the other guy. The jury's out.
Joe, it would be fair to say that if he was 28 and up. Mm. I get it. But come on.
Okay. Let's talk to JP and NP. This call screener, dude. I don't know what to do. Can we pull up JP and NP, please? Hello, JP. How are you?
Joe, Joey Walnuts and DJ Live. First, Joe, I got to call you just to, I never call Touch and Rich because that's a sports show, but real quick, you nailed the Joey Chestnut thing, the under, the weather was a factor, that's the Wangle weather factor.
The Wang, and there was an and there was a injury report as well that we
you nailed that, Joe.
Yep.
DJ Lye, I gotta say it like I feel it, and unfortunately, I turned into Tatum yesterday. I'll give you a quick analogy, but Tatum is like cotton candy. He's pretty. He's all sugar. He gets wet. It melts. He's never gonna be tough. His game can develop, but his mentality will never change. When he was six, he was probably the same way. The way he is now, that's just not him, and I don't think it's gonna change. And yesterday, I'm at the beach, and you'll appreciate it as a DJ. The guy next to me is playing loud music that I can't stand. And I won't mention what kind it is, but if you play it on the radio, I'll go out of my mind. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, I have no idea what he was talking about.
He was going to go at you.
No, you know, but Joe, let me say this.
I did not do that, JT.
You know, I could agree with the whole cotton candy thing. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Maybe Jason Tatum is like cotton candy. However, nobody knows the future. Nobody knows. People change. People change. So to assume he's automatically going to stay that way is just, it's just ridiculous to me. He could, but then there's also a chance he might change. And again, simple things like sticking around. Cotton candy folks don't stick around and watch another team win.
Okay.
They don't.
I put nothing into that, but
they go somewhere and they cry and they make excuses and they come out and they do their post-game press conferences and they say all types of stuff that makes no sense and they're just crying and complaining. We did this and I don't understand. No. You stand there and you take it and you look at it. Let it burn. Like the great Usher said,
let it burn.
And a lot of people aren't built for that. They can't stand seeing somebody else win. They can't stand taking an L.
All right, let's knock out another call before we get here. Let's talk to Mike, who's in Nashua. You'll have to pot him up again. Mike, how are you today, bud?
Beef. Joe, what's your favorite N64 game?
Of all time, it's probably GoldenEye.
Yeah. Ooh,
great choice.
I like proximity mines or just slaps.
Okay. How about NBA Showtime or NFL Blitz?
NBA Showtime, probably.
I'm going Blitz.
Joe, next time you're in billiards, come on over. We'll get some beefs and play some Blitz.
You got it, bro.
That was the call.
That's what you get here today, Tom and Tyler. They don't look happy at all to be here.
Is that the end of the show, the outro music?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We're going to get a lot of beef, Doc. I mean, we might as well. There was controversy on this show. I was a part of the morning show where a man walked in with a lot of cookies and never offered it to us.
Ooh.
Somebody was delivered cookies.
Say his name.
I walked out of here with Fred Toucher and a man named...
Say it.
He's a beetle. A beetle, like a bug, kind of. He had a big box of cookies. Didn't offer any to us. I didn't say anything about it. Fred did. Looks like someone got a special package last week, Fred. Who's here today on working his show while he's off?
It's going to be some issues later on.
You know what, though? I'm not eating cookies right now. So
what are you complaining about?
I, you know what?
He's doing you a favor.
This is about being included. That's what this is about.
Yeah.
I would... If I had something, I would... You know what? Know what I have today? Do we have time? Yes, we do. I got some reduced fat Ritz crackers. Reduced fat. Okay?
Yeah.
This is to eat during the show today. Okay? I got some... You like pepperonis? These are healthy. Anybody like a pepperoni? Okay, I got a bag of pepperonis. And this is what you... cheese slices. This is what you nibble on instead of, you know.
What are you making, a Lunchables?
Well, listen, this is what you do when you try to lose weight.
You eat Lunchables?
You snack on things that you can snack on without feeling bad for it. Unlike cookies that I was never offered, damn it. My bag of pepperonis. Well, anyways.
It's an angrier Joe.
No, I'm cool. I like it. I'm cool. We're good, man.
Skinny, angry Joe.
By the way, I did send this to Josh. There was a player, a very good college player, in another sport that had some interesting things to write about Jason Tatum when he was playing in the finals. So I would like to tell you some of those. Okay. And I would just like to remind you of some things Jason Tatum has done in this past, partying with players after losses. Maybe I'll share that with everybody coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Come. Zolak, Bertrand, and the guy who has to put up with both of them. Party.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
How you doing?
98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at 98.5 The Sports Hub. No Zoe, no Beetle, no Hardy. Today it's Joe Murray and Leroy Irvin. I was having some cheese, sliced cheese from Cabot, and some pepperoni during the break there. And that's one other thing about the diet there, Leroy, is. And now you worked this morning, right? So what time did you get in today?
4:30.
Did you have breakfast?
I had some instant oatmeal.
Have you had anything else since?
No.
So that's not good for you. For example, for me, what I would do is, let's say I was working the morning show, I'd probably get a coffee, muffin and a breakfast sandwich and, I'd eat all that. And then I'd go home and I'd be hungry for lunch right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to snack throughout the day. That's the key. That's the key. Snacking throughout the day.
It's the key to what?
To losing weight and eating healthy. Listen, I know, right? You're looking at me like, Joe, I'm going to take weight loss advice from you, bro.
Everyone's path is different.
Everyone's path is different. That's what we're learning today. Speaking of that, I wanted to share this. There are some tweets coming in that I'll have to share coming up in a little bit here, but remember Devontae Smith won a Heisman Trophy?
Yeah.
With Alabama and plays for the Eagles now. Oh, man. Someone sent this to me, but June 16th was the date that I believe they lost. He goes, Devontae Smith, JT ain't got no dog in him, man. He ain't got no dog in him.
Wait, who's Devontae said
Devontae
this?
Devontae Smith said this. Said it multiple times. And then he went on to double down. Tatum's so damn broke. So here we are. Devontae Smith, who's 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, tough as nails.
Did he say,
calling out Jason Tatum?
Listen, Joe, did he say why? Why does
he? All you had to do was watch the game.
No, I think, listen, I get it. All I'm saying is people need to stop acting as though there isn't any potential for him to develop that so-called dog. At some point, I'm hoping and I believe he'll get tired of hearing people talk like that. And forget even people talking. At some point, it's just got to hurt. Like, yo, like, man, I got to go somewhere deeper. I
think Tatum needs to do that this offseason.
Yeah.
He needs to, like, I don't know, get like have like seven guys run at him and then just like learn how to throw the ball through a double team because he sucked at that. Like, I think he needs to learn how to dribble through double teams. There's a lot of things I think he needs to work on. And how about this one? Just stop complaining for fouls because superstars get those calls.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Mm.
There's something about that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all human. Refs are humans. And when players and when teams complain a lot, I know if I was a ref, I'm like, man, these Celtics are complaining all the time. You know what? I'm not giving them this call.
They don't deserve it.
Lisa. I'm not going to do
that. That's the problem. You're right. They don't deserve it yet.
Right.
We can take a quick break. All right, we're going to hit the headlines real quick. I got to stay on the clock today. We're working a real show today with professionals. So we'll go to the headline. The phone lines are loaded. They want to talk to you. So we'll get to you guys right after this. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.